Come and avenge you.
Early in the morning, a busload of Japanese and American students from the Minnesota State University campus in Akita camped out in front of the U.S. Embassy, hoping to catch Ventura's attention as he was driven in for a scheduled briefing with embassy personnel. He stopped and talked to them, in part because he says he liked the friendliness of their protest.
When I went out, they were very humble. They were not at all like the protests we'll receive in Minnesota, which is a little more, quite more aggressive.
In fact, the students were even shy about saying exactly what it was they were looking for from the governor.
We came here to meet governor, just saying one thing, welcome to Japan. So it's a wonderful time for us to share the time with him.
But you do want to achieve something here, even though you're not saying it, you do want his help, right?
Mm-hmm. Not help. No? I mean, we came here to talk about MSUA. We had a wonderful place. Okay. I know, that's all.
This non-protest pleased Ventura, perhaps because it resembled the cordial, relationship-building aspect of Japanese society that he's talked about so much in recent days. Even though the students didn't explicitly ask him to help them keep the Akita campus open, he said they made their point, and he's looking for ways to do just that. The Akita School was created 10 years ago, at a time when American universities were opening dozens of similar extension campuses in Japan to cater to American students' interest in the booming Japanese economy and to Japanese students' interest in learning English. Since then, most of those campuses have closed, and Akita is one of the few holdouts. Now that Akita might close too, things have been tense in the small farming village of Yuamachi, where it's based. The town invested considerable resources in what was supposed to be a 25-year deal. Now, student Joanne Hanisch of Minneapolis says many locals in the village feel betrayed.
They're very frustrated. They're very hurt.
Hanisch says the good reputation of Minnesota is at stake, and she says the worst thing Minsky could do is to take abrupt action.
They just want to pull out. And even whatever the troubles are, there may be issues that we have no awareness of. They need to do it on a gradual basis so that students are not affected, nor is Yuamachi, because that will tarnish future relationships with Japan.
A solution may be possible. Minnesota officials have approached the prefecture or province of Akita about stepping in to help support the school financially. The governor says the plan might even end up expanding the school to save it.
A 4-year accredited school would serve the purpose, I think, a lot more and dealing with the province or the state level here rather than the local or town level.
During this trip to Japan, Ventura has met with the governor of the Akita Prefecture privately to discuss the situation. But Ventura says not to expect an instant solution. In keeping with the Japanese spirit of doing business, he says he has no intention of making any demands of the Akita Prefecture. He just wants to establish a cordial relationship first, which might result in a deal down the road. With the governor in Japan, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.